Welcome to the Early Years Learning Hub podcast. My name is Jackie Ward and I'm the founder and managing director of the Early Years Learning Hub, where we offer practical resources for passionate professionals. And this episode is one of our professional learning tapas series. The episode title today is all about guiding children's behaviour. And if you haven't heard much about my experience, and you can't tell by my voice, I've had quite a lot of experience as a teacher in early childhood and all early childhood service types, and also in the early years of school. So I have had lots of opportunities, I guess, to hone my skills and techniques and strategies around guiding children's behaviour. So I speak from experience, and I hope that this is an opportunity to share some of the things that I've learned along the way and that I am fundamentally convinced about will make a difference for you, especially if this is something that you're really finding that you're challenged with at the moment, and that if you've got lots of challenging behaviours in your class or your service. And hopefully gets you started on a path of developing those complex and skillful strategies yourself. So one of the first things I'm going to say, and you might be saying, oh, that's all well and good, but you know, it's challenging in the real world. So I can definitely relate, and I come to this again with that experience and knowledge that building a strong relationships with children is really the foundation for supporting and guiding children's behaviour. You cannot possibly aim to have any kind of impact or guidance if you don't start with those really secure, respectful, reciprocal relationships. They underpin secure attachments. If you know anything about attachment theory, that is fundamental for children, to give them a sense of safety and security. And if children are not having those secure attachments with others, it'll be even more crucial that they have it with you in your practice as a teacher or educator. So without these fundamental needs being met, children are likely to respond to stresses and triggers with unregulated behaviour. So we're going to talk a lot today about self-regulation and understanding that is helping children to, you know, respond to and manage their emotions in relation to stresses and, you know, external stimuli and all those sorts of things. So I know this is really hard when we don't always have that connection or can relate in the same way to all children. And usually the children that have challenging behaviours, we find it even more challenging to do that. So it's really about finding some way you can connect with that child, whether it's a shared interest, whether it's, you know, any way, shape or form that you can see their strengths, their interests, and you can engage with them on that level is fundamentally important. The next strategy is all about knowing that child really, really well, investing time in gathering information about what are their particular stresses, what are the things that are triggers for them. Is it a certain time of day? Is it certain children? Is it a certain, you know, play environment? Is it a certain learning experience? Is it whatever? Whatever it is, you need to learn all about those stresses and triggers. You need to learn about trauma that that child has experienced, because especially the bigger the behaviours, the more likely that trauma is involved in this and how you respond to that. What are those individual child's needs? Where do they need some extra support, particularly around transition times? And then prioritising this challenging behaviour as the focus area for learning. It forms your assessment and planning for that child. And let's face it, depending on the severity of the behaviour, no other learning will be happening if they are constantly in this cycle of not being able to regulate their emotions, responding, with challenging behaviours or even violent behaviours. So developing a learning plan focused in on supporting that child to learn pro-social behaviour is really important, and helping them to figure out the best way to modify your environment and to offer some support when needed to help facilitate smoother transitions and less of a response to triggers, and, you know, helping them to, you know, bring those emotions and techniques for themselves that work for them to bring their emotions to, you know, back down. So it shouldn't be an extra burden, but instead the focus of that individual learning for that child, so the assessment and planning for that child. So think of it, investing your time wisely and documenting it is part of you meeting your requirements around assessment and planning. And finally, I would say to hone your classroom management skills. And those are very, sort of formal and more school type terminology, but it's still equally relevant whether or not you're in an early childhood setting, a school age setting, or in a classroom, school classroom. So these are things that will develop over time, and there are a whole lot of different things. I can't really get into it in this small, short, sharp podcast, but things like using your peripheral listening and vision to notice when things are escalating, when the tone of children's play changes, their tone of voice changes. It takes time and focused effort. And of course, it's for those Australian teachers out there, it's one of the Australian professional standards for teaching. Figuring out how to lead and manage classroom activities and managing challenging behaviour by maintaining that workable, orderly, I consider that to mean predictable, routines, and negotiating and setting clear expectations. It's an amazing skill in helping you master guiding children's behaviour and keeping everyone safe. So more on that, if you're interested in some of our courses. But why that's important is that routine and predictability supports children to self-regulate and also to conceptualize their world. So it helps them understand what the day looks like, what's going to happen next, when will they be reunited with their family, when will they get to do something that they find perhaps more enjoyable than what they're currently doing. And of course, holding children accountable. So that idea of high expectations for everybody in caring for their spaces, caring for each other, and abiding by those agreed guidelines helps everyone develop that understanding of interdependence and to treat others with care, empathy, and respect. So that's kind of a little short, sharp taster. But if it has your wheels turning and you're interested to find out more, then we have an Early Years Learning Hub course titled Supporting Children's Behaviour. It has three modules and it's full of rich information, theories, research, and very practical strategies, templates, scaffolds to help you be the best teacher and educator you can be. You'll find that in our resource section at the earlyyearslearninghub.com.au. That's our website. And listeners of our podcast receive a 25% discount on all purchases. You just simply enter POD25, so POD25 at the checkout to claim your discount. So thanks for listening to another Early Years Learning Pod.